What's up, y'all? It is your girl, Queen Key, on the beat. What's going on, y'all? What's up? How was your weekend? I hope you guys' weekend was fun. It was peaceful. You guys were safe. Your girl, Queen Key, just had to bring that back because in the last episode, I said Queen K, and that just didn't. It just didn't mix, and it just didn't sound right. And for all my OGs, y'all know, it's Queen Key on the beat. Today, we are going to talk about It's Now or Never. And I really did have it backwards, you guys. We were on season 5. So today, we are starting season 6, episode 1. And I am so excited that we are here, that we have made it 6 seasons in, and I can feel 2024 is going to be a very good year. It's going to be a prosperous year. It's going to be the year that I said back in the previous episode, that's the year of manifestations coming into existence. That's why this episode is titled Now or Never in 2024. Let's go ahead and hop right into this episode. Okay, y'all. So yes, you heard it, Now or Never in 2024. What are you doing? What's stopping you? In life, we make these huge goals, huge aspirations and decisions, right? And how many of us make these tough choices but don't quite complete them? How many times do we actually go through with what we say we want to do? Because we stop because we seek outside advice, people opinions, or we self-sabotage because we think it's not worth it or we can't make it. You have to stop allowing what people say get to you. We seek outside opinions because we want acceptance. We want people to like what we are doing. But what you have to learn is that in order to grow, you have to leave those people where they are. And when I say that, I mean the naysayers, the people that's so attached to the old person, that's so attached to the old you, that they don't want you to grow. They are so attached to the old you that they can't accept the new you. And I know a lot of my people, who read their Bible or, you know, who's familiar with the word, you might have heard creating me a clean heart, oh God, renew a right spirit within me, or you shed your old creature to become a new creature. And so many people are so attached to that old person, and they've been feeding off that old person, and they've been taking and taking from that old person, that new person you've become. They're mad because they can't get attached to that new person. They don't have access to that new person. They can't get what they want to get from that new person. And when I say the new you is the one that is growing, the one that is glowing, the one that's ignoring the enemies, the people that's trying to stunt your growth. Y'all remember when you was a kid and your parent used to force you to sit down at the table and eat your vegetables, and you can't drink your juice or eat your dessert because you have to eat your vegetables? And I know your parents used to tell you back in the day to eat your vegetables, eat your fruit, and drink your milk because sweets will stunt your growth and it's bad for you and it will rot your teeth. We digest people's thoughts and feelings and how they feel about our life, just like how we digest sweets. And I told that example because people will be the sweets and the dessert in your life that's bad for you, that's trying to stunt your growth. But my question for you is, are you the fruit and the vegetable, or are you the dessert? Are you sabotaging your own self? Are you stopping your own growth? Or are you allowing the outside opinions from everybody around you stunt your growth? That's right, you heard me. Are you the fruit and the vegetable, or in the vegetable, or are you the dessert? Are you the bad thing that's in your own life that's stopping you from where you need to be? Are you self-sabotaging? Are you holding yourself back? Don't think that because you started something and didn't complete it means it's not worth it. Sometimes we get so caught up in what is not right and is it good or maybe not, and we overthink it, and sometimes we could be on the right track, but then dealing with our own demons and self-reflections, we talk ourselves out of a good thing. I know they say not to compare our lives to other people, but if they deserve the happiness and the good life, so do you. Just because their walk of life is different than yours doesn't mean you can't have it either. Just because what you see on social media and the things that you see in society and on all these different platforms, it makes it seem like it's so easy. But everybody's walk of life is different, and it's now or never. You have to believe in you, have faith in you, forgive you, and heal you. Because it's now or never. Don't stop yourself from where you are going. And it's so crazy because I got this title when I was cleaning up today, and I was putting my bed sheets on and putting my new comforter set on, and I was like thinking of everything that I was wanted to accomplish, and then I wrote down that I wanted to do and need to get done for this year. And I felt myself getting overwhelmed, and in the midst of me getting overwhelmed, it was like I told myself, slow down. And I just said, it's now or never. And that's when I heard, it's now or never. And it was like, this message not just for everybody else, it's for myself. It's like, Key, what's stopping you? Are you holding yourself back? Are you allowing outside people and judgment and how people feel and what they think stop you from where you need to go? It's 2024, and there's no excuse. There's nobody that can hold your hand. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can break those generational curses that you say you want to break. You're not getting any younger. You're not getting any. It's the world is not slowing down for you. The world is going to keep going. So my best thing to tell you is to just do it, because it's now or never in 2024. Okay, y'all, so now it's now or never, y'all. Get your life together, get your shit together, because I'm not just talking to y'all, I'm talking to my own self too. Because I clearly got this message for a reason. I clearly had this phrase on my heart and on my mind for a reason, and it popped up, and it's not just something that I needed to hear myself, but somebody else needed to hear this. Somebody else needed this motivation. Somebody else needed to not just hear something, but wanted something so bad and knew that this is what they needed to hear. And sometimes that's really what you need. Sometimes you have to take a step back and really look in the mirror and really tell yourself that you deserve to be happy and that it really starts with you. It's now or never, because if you don't do it, who else is gonna do it? Who else? They say don't nobody have your back like you got your back. Only you can do it. If you want a better life, only you can do it. If you want that house, only you can do it. If you want that car, only you can do it. If you want a better job, if you want more money, only you can do it. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I know this episode might have been quick, but like I said, sometimes we get into this and I hop on here and I say something that was quick and on my heart. And then sometimes I hop on here and we have deep conversations. And sometimes it can be longer than today's episode. So I appreciate you for listening. I love y'all. And I thank you so much for the support. Make sure you guys follow me. Follow me on my social media. I will make sure to put that in the description box. And thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a blessed week. I hope you guys don't block your blessings. And I hope you take this episode and you share it with somebody. Or you send me a DM or you text me or whatever the case may be. Reach out and tell me what is it that you took from this episode or from a previous episode. Tell me how I'm helping you, because I know it's somebody out there listening. And I want to thank you for my supporters in Canada and just everywhere that's listening right now. I love you guys. And your girl, Queen Key, on the beat, is out. Peace.